Morning, everyone. Maramutsi, Jean-Baptiste.
Maramutsi neza.
Amakuru.
Ni meza cyane.
Okay, and that's about where my Kinyarwandan ends. So we'll go back to English, if that's
yes,
okay.
Yes, yes, yes.
So I'm really excited to be able to introduce you all to Jean-Baptiste. As Alan said, he's come to Scotland from Rwanda, and he works with Scripture Union in the country of Rwanda. So Jean-Baptiste, maybe you could just tell everyone a bit about why you're here in Scotland and some of the things you've been doing.
Yeah, thank you very much. Good morning, everybody. Yes, I'm Jean-Baptiste, as Helen is saying, and the other name is Ibugiru, and that is a little bit difficult to pronounce, so I leave it. So, I praise the Lord because of being here in England, in the UK, especially in Scotland. And I am here because of the invitation I received from Scripture Union Scotland, because of the celebration of the 150th celebration. So, but also there is another reason, because of the partnership we have with Scripture Union Scotland, especially in sending to us teenagers who are taken care by Helen and the other people. They are coming in our country for missions. They are coming in our country to support what we are doing, especially in preaching the gospel, but also in running missions, visiting nursery school, Sunday school, and students in high school.
Okay, thank you. And this is not your first visit to Scotland. You were here in January 2015, I believe. But the weather was a bit different then, and there was lots of snow, and Jean-Baptiste got to make a snowman for the first time and take that experience back with him. Jean-Baptiste, I wonder, what differences have you noticed in between our country and your country in being here?
Yeah. First of all, what I have to say is that you have already talked about the fact that during the first time I arrived here, when it was snowing, really it was a nice experience. Because this was my first time of looking at the snows. And I was very privileged to come up to Aviemore. So to look at the mountains being white, it was really a nice experience. And now I am taking another step of coming to Inverness. And what I liked the most is that Inverness is almost similar to my country, because our country is called a land of house and hills. So because of being hilly, this is very, very nice. Now I come in Scotland when it is sunny. So I can relax. Always I was having two coats. Now I have one. So you see that this is very interesting. But also another thing is that you are lovely people. When I came last time, it was we were preparing a visit or a mission with 11 teenagers. But because of my coming, then after this, we received 17 teenagers of 16 years old. So this was really amazing, and I liked it.
And maybe you could just expand briefly, Jean-Baptiste, about what your role is in Scripture Union Rwanda and some of the work that SU do in Rwanda.
In my country, I am the national director of Scripture Union. I am coordinating all the things. I have been talking about the ministry we are running, especially the missions we are running with teenagers coming from this place. And when they join us, we are together in nursery schools. I'm coordinating. No, I am not in charge of nursery schools, but I am looking after what is being done there. We have nursery schools. We are training nursery school teachers. We are training Sunday school teachers. We are organizing camps. We are also organizing camps for students. We are organizing trainings of volunteers. And also we have two booklets we are writing and printing every year, which are the Bible reading notes. And mostly I am in charge of writing or editing those Bible notes, which are helping Christians to read the Bible every day. So, but also we are running camps for adults, and we are training many people to read the Bible, how to read the Bible every day, and how to help people to read, because this is an exercise which, and the gift is not given to everybody. So people are coming to us, they are volunteers, we are helping them to go and lead the groups in the different areas of the country. Yes.
So it's actually really quite similar to the work that Scripture Union do in Scotland,
yeah,
just in a different context.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we've known each other since 2013 now, so we were able to send a team of 13 in 2013 and then a team of 10 in 2015 and
yes,
then
17
yes, in 2017. It's yes, a shame we didn't send 15 in 2015 and then it would have
yes,
that would
yes,
have matched nicely. But what difference does it make to yourself and to SU Rwanda? What difference does it make to your ministry having these teams come out there?
Yes. What I have to say is that when you are running those missions, we have a vision. We say, bring change and be changed. Which means that the teenagers who are coming from here, they are coming to us and we are doing a mission together, and we want them to preach the gospel, to bring the experience they are taking from this place and bring this experience and the word of God to our children and our teenagers in our country. So which means that they are bringing change. They want to change our people so that they have a deep faith in Jesus Christ. But also, we want them to be changed. Because when you are preaching the gospel, you are not preaching other people only, but you are preaching yourselves. Is it true? Because when you are going into the word of God, you are preparing, you are thinking about what you will talk about. Your brain is working and you are sharpening your faith. So which means that the teenagers who are coming in our country, what I realized yesterday when we were together in the place we were doing.
So we had our review day yesterday for our trip.
Touchdown.
Touchdown, that's what we call it, yes.
There was a touchdown time of refreshing or talking about what they have been doing. And then I realized how they have changed so that even when they came with their parents. The parents can not come with the teenagers when they did not realize that there is a change. So me, I was really very impressed by the fact that it is something which is touching different areas of the life in Rwanda and life in the people who are coming to visit us.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. It's already been mentioned this afternoon at 4:00, here in the church we'll be having just a quite informal time for people to come if they want to chat to Jean-Baptiste some more. Meet him, and he'll be sharing in some more detail about the different work that's going on in Rwanda, and I'll be sharing a bit about what we were up to in the summer as well, and there'll be tea and coffee and maybe a cake if you're lucky as well. So everyone's welcome this afternoon at 4:00. It'd be great if you could join us. We've also got, there's some cards here that just give you a bit of information about Rwanda and some prayer points for Scripture Union. So we've got lots of those, so we'll have some if you want to see us, or we'll try and put a pile by the door as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And